This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, December 6th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market. Obviously, we're going to have a decent opening this morning. But you might notice that NASDAQ is not participating. And there's a couple things going on that are impacting NASDAQ. One is, obviously, tech stocks are being hit with profit-taking. I wouldn't worry too much about that because a lot of the tech stocks we recommend have phenomenal sales and earnings. So I think they'll be just fine. But there is a bit of a government attack right now on a couple of big NASDAQ stocks that I thought I should address. Now, one of them we own, which is NVIDIA, and the Federal Trade Commission is trying to block NVIDIA's acquisition of Britain's Arm Holdings, okay? And Arm makes very dominant chips that NVIDIA would like to dominate as well. And essentially, the FTC is arguing that that would be anti-competitive. Okay. The irony of all this is it actually hurts America. Okay, because you know we dominate a lot of types of chips. Okay, and the fact that America is trying to buy ARM via NVIDIA is quite interesting. So, you know, if the FTC succeeds in blocking this, don't be surprised if a Chinese company comes along and buys Arm Holdings one day. So I find this very, very interesting that the FTC is trying to block an acquisition of a British company, okay? And it kind of sends shockwaves to the tech community, which, of course, supported the Biden administration getting elected and all. And it's just kind of a major shot across the bow. And that's another reason some tech stocks are acting weird. Now, there's one other technology-related company that is not doing well this morning. We don't own it. It's Lucid Group. Of course, they make the luxury EV that's the most efficient in the world at this moment, okay? They're led by ex-Tesla engineers. They went public with a SPAC, a Special Purpose Acquisition Corporation. And the SEC has subpoenaed some of the details behind that SPAC deal, okay? And so Lucid's not doing so well this morning. And this brings back the whole EV focus right now. So obviously the hot EV stocks at the moment, and as far as sales success, have been Tesla. Lucid is definitely going to be a big success, although very expensive vehicles. We'll see how many they can make. And then Rivian is expected to be a big success, too. Now, initially, the Rivian deliveries were only to employees, and they'll start selling to the public in March. But these are the first electric pickups. And eventually, Ford and GM will try to catch up. But the what I find interesting is that, you know, the subpoena against Lucid really could hurt what could become one of the most successful EV companies out there. Because, again, the Lucid vehicles are the most efficient. One of them has a 500-mile range, which is quite incredible. And, you know, the Biden administration is pushing EVs, but they're pushing them via GM, Ford, and Stellantis, which, of course, was Chrysler Fiat. So, you know, Joe Biden doing burnouts in a Hummer EV is amusing. It was funny, I thought. But, you know, the Hummers are not going to lead EV sales around the world. And it's just a niche product for largely America and maybe the Middle East. So fascinating times we're in. But, you know, we do have a government that's not helping some of the big NASDAQ stocks and more dominant ones. And I just find that interesting what the SEC and the FTC is doing at this moment. So anyway, the other thing that's going on is the 10-year Treasury remains remarkably well-behaved, okay? It closed last week at 1.35. Now it's still under 1.4. I'm sure it'll go above that. But there's just a lot of focus on what's going to be happening next week, okay? with the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. There's a lot of focus on what the CPI, the Consumer Price Report, will be on Friday. And everybody's expecting the Fed to increase their tapering. Now, I want to be very clear. The Fed said they were going to reduce their tapering by $15 billion a month. They could go to $30 billion a month. That's what we expected all along. When they did $15 billion a month, they surprised us, okay? But what's happened right now is, you know, our GDP is exploding right now. Whether you look at ISM services, ISM manufacturing, consumer spending based on personal income and new credit card debt they're taking on, it looks like we're shaping up to have a very, very strong holiday shopping season. And that'll be probably affirmed by the retail sales report in November. I believe that's around December 15th that'll come out. But the main thing I want you folks to know is that because we have a strong economy and because our interest rates are still relatively low, especially on bonds, foreign capital continues to pour into America. And we have a very, very strong currency. You know, if you look around the world, there's only five major currencies that have liquidity. One is China, which no one wants to invest in right now because they're having some issues with their real estate bubble being pricked and some of their real estate development companies struggling, as well as the crackdown on some of their businesses. The Chinese government's is picking the winners and losers over there. The second country you can invest in is, of course, Japan, where you get no interest yield at all. And then you can go to Europe where you get negative rates. And I realize Britain still has positive rates, but they're falling in the negative interest rate trap slowly. So the only country that has a positive yield is America. And, of course, we have a strong currency since late June. So any foreign investors getting currency appreciation from the U.S. dollar plus real interest rates. So even though we have negative interest rates in America, okay, to the rest of the world, we look wonderful, okay? And that's keeping our rates artificially low, and that means that Goldilocks will continue. So even though everybody's expecting the Fed to reduce their tapering, this foreign buying pressure, okay, of our treasuries, it is a really, really big deal, okay? And I do expect that it's going to allow us to rally going into the new year. Now, as far as this week's concerned, there were some liquidity bubbles pricked last week, and some stocks went down on lack of liquidity. Although many stocks are going to bounce this week, some are going to try to retest their intraday lows. And I think the following week will be a better week to for the market to get going. We'll have the retail sales report. We'll have, which should be very good for November. We'll have an FOMC statement, which should still be very positive. And although the Fed will be raising rates, it's still going to be well below the rate of inflation. So I think this will really help the market. And the second half of December is seasonally strong. Okay. So I apologize for all the gyrations you've seen in the market. Some air pockets have been pricked here, and some stocks have gone down because of lack of buying pressure and things. But please remember, our stocks have very good sales and earnings, and they should be firming up. The other comment I have is a lot of the analyst community remains remarkably positive on our stocks, and so that's a very, very good news. So, folks, hang in there. I know there's it's very odd that we've had some of the smaller cap stocks have been hit and with some liquidity issues. But I do expect a very strong finish to the year. I think the last week of December would be great, but starting next week might be firming up fast. I don't want you to worry too much about inflation and all this stuff, because even if you are worried about it, the stock market's your oasis, okay? Because the stocks are traditionally a great, great inflation hedge. And I realize we can all invest in real estate, but there's only so much we can put in our homes and other real estate. So even though that's also a pretty good inflation hedge, I think the stock markets might be a little bit better for many people. So hang in there, folks. You know, we're going to finish the year on a strong note. January will be a strong month. We'll see if we'll correct in February, because we did have a pretty serious correction here recently. But as you can see, good stocks do bounce, and I think you'll see that this week. but I think next week will be even more powerful. So, it's Libby Navalier. I just wanted to update you on the market's gyrations. Take care, everybody. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.